Hi everyone, it is Sophia. Welcome to Life on Audio. Today's episode is about exes. This actually has less to do with my ex and more to do with his exes, which I know probably sounds super confusing, but it's okay, you'll get it. At least the main story does. I have some like side stories, I guess, but the main story has to do with his exes. I'm gonna get really passionate in this too, just because it's like, this is kind of like the start of uncovering the very interesting things that happened in my first relationship, and we'll get to the other ones at some point. There are like some really standout experiences that I had when I was in my first relationship, and this is one of them. And then there's like another story that's like even bigger, but it's weird because like both these stories just span the entire relationship, and they're so like twisty and windy and confusing, and like it's just like, what in the world? Like, why did I have to experience that? I feel like the universe just would not give me peace for being in my first relationship, which like in hindsight, I should have ran at the first experience with this, but I didn't. I stayed, and then I stayed more, and then I stayed more. And it's like, I don't think it's actually normal to have those experiences. I remember like running this by friends who were also in relationships, and none of them had any stories to come close to these. And I was like, okay, so what am I doing wrong? Why am I experiencing this? It's weird because I feel like with my first relationship, it was like the relationship itself was like pretty solid. I mean, we could get into the nitty-gritty details of like what was wrong and why it was never going to work out regardless. But then you add on top of these stories and you're like, okay, what was that though? Because all of the stories don't really actually have to do with the two people who were in the relationship. It all has to do with external sources that somehow like played a role in the relationship. And it always came from his side. I didn't have exes. My family was like super chill, I would say. I mean, obviously it took them a hot moment to like warm up to him, but I did the most to make sure that they would include him into the family and make him feel welcomed when he finally did meet them in person. And I think they did like a pretty good job. Got to a point where my dad was literally like handing him advice and being like, if you want to just talk to me separately about like ambitions and career stuff, like I'm here, like literally giving him like fatherly advice, which he never took. But like my dad doesn't do that for everyone. Actually, in fact, it was to the point where, so little fun story to just start off all the drama. Okay, in December, I had this holiday fling. And when this holiday fling happened, I kind of knew we weren't going to like end up dating or anything. But my mom, like when I told my mom that I was like seeing this guy, she was like, she got very interested in him. And she was like, oh, I would love to meet him. Like, I would love to meet him. And I'm like, are you sure? And she was like, yeah. And I had never had any intention of like introducing him to my parents just because I knew it was going to be a long-term thing. And like, I also, after my first relationship, I was like, I have learned my lesson. Do not introduce the families into your relationship until like months in. I just will never do that again, because that was why we ended that was like the biggest reason why the relationship ended, truly. Like, the relationship could have actually still been going at this point if it hadn't been for family issues. But anyways, I was like, you know, there's no point of introducing him, blah blah. But my mom was like expressing interest, and I was like, okay, well, if you want to meet him, like I'm sure we can arrange something. And then I brought it up to my dad, and my dad very much was like, no, I don't want to meet him. And I was like, okay, understandable, I get that. Like, I'm not gonna beg you to meet him, because again, it's some random guy. Like, he's gonna be gone at some point, because I just know it's not happening. And so anyways, there was this day where he like came to pick me up, because he would always drive to pick me up while we were like seeing each other. And my dad was out of the house, and I asked my mom, I was like, oh, where is he? And she was like, oh, he's running errands or something like that, like he won't be back for a while. And I thought, oh, well, he's coming to pick me up, it's just my mom and sister. We talked about like them meeting him, this feels harmless, my dad's not home, like he doesn't need to be involved in this. So I invited him over, I invited him in, and I was like, hey, like meet my, and he was like totally on board, like he like wanted to meet my mom and sister. So he comes in and like sitting there chatting there for a while, and all of a sudden, midway through this interaction, my dad comes back from running errands, and I was like, oh my god. And like, he came through the back door. So like, initially I just heard the back door open, and I just knew I was so screwed. And so anyways, my dad comes in, obviously realizes what's happening, didn't really interact with him, which I felt bad, because like, again, I'm so scarred from my experience with my first relationship that I never wanted someone else to feel that way, like to feel as if my family didn't welcome them. But I also understood that my dad like had been very clear that he didn't want to meet him, and it just like I didn't expect that this was going to happen. Like I thought it was going to be harmless when I invited him in, and he was like very understanding. Like he got it. He was like, yeah, I totally get it. It's totally okay. But anyways, after that, we didn't really talk about it. Like, you know, a week or two later, I went back to LA and like the whole situation ended, and my dad and I like never really like talked about it. And then what was it? It was like some point in January, I called him. And I don't know what I was telling him, but I was telling him something. And I think I might have like mentioned, oh yeah, like I'm going on a date or something like that. Although I wasn't dating at the time, so I don't know what I was like referring to. But anyways, I guess I was just like talking about some sort of scenario or something like that, like dating scenario. And my dad goes, oh, by the way, like I don't ever want to meet another one of your partners. And look, I think my reaction was a little over the top because I could easily rationalize it later on. But I think just in the moment, I was so upset about it, and I felt so broken because I like just thought about, I was like, obviously I'm not gonna continuously like introduce him to random guys that I'm just like seeing or like getting to know. That was again never the intention, but at this point I was still very much like in this mindset that I want to have a future partner and I want him to like exist in my life at some point and all that, and like I'm so excited to have a future partner. And I felt so like heartbroken over the idea that he might have to experience what I experienced with my first relationship and my first partner's family. And I was like, I never want to do that to someone else. But to be fair, like I think when my dad said that, he meant it in the sense that I know what he meant. I think ultimately my dad just in general is not very, oh, and by the way, when he said it, he was like, I don't want to meet like another partner of yours or whatever. Cause he was like, I tried so hard with the first one and see what happened there, which obviously I was like, yeah. And I didn't necessarily want that relationship to end either. I was kind of like extenuating circumstances at that point. Either I was choosing my dignity or to stay in the relationship. But I think ultimately I later on when I really thought about it, I was like, no, like I know my dad. When it first comes up, like I'm not going to tell him. I was like, I'm just not going to tell him. But like obviously I'll tell my mom and sister and I'll let them like meet the person at some point and all that. And I think with time my dad will just become more and more curious as to like, who is this guy that Sophia is seeing? Why is everyone like mentioning his name? Like who is this? And then naturally he'll want to like be introduced to this person as well. Like I don't think my dad's completely closing off. It's just that like he doesn't want to be like, I guess he just like doesn't, I don't know. But you know, it's also funny because it's like, I don't know why I had such an over the top reaction when it happened, because I literally had just committed to no longer dating at that point. So it was like, yeah, well, you're not even looking to like have a boyfriend anytime soon. So like, why are you so upset about this? It's really not that big of a deal. And it's so funny because now like what, 7-8 months later, I'm in this like place where I'm just like, yeah, and if I'm ever like gonna have a future partner, I feel the same way my dad felt about like meeting a guy. Like I also don't like, keep them away from me, literally keep them away from me. So I totally get it, but it did shatter my heart a little bit in the moment and took a hot second to get over that one, cannot lie. Anyways, I can't even remember. Oh yeah, I know why I was talking about this. So yeah, I feel like it never had to do with my side. Okay, sure, we can talk about everything I did wrong in that relationship. This is like stuff that you can't control, really. You have to kind of just deal with it until you realize, okay, no, this is kind of crazy. Like this is kind of insane and this is not normal. Okay, so this story goes like this. When I was in my first relationship, I was dating a guy who had multiple previous relationships, two of them which were particularly significant. So I was like his fourth girlfriend, which like I'm not here to judge anyone, but the fact that we were 19 years old and I was his fourth girlfriend just like feels a little insane to me. And I always felt kind of uncomfortable with that fact because like he was my first love and I was just another girl he was dating. And I literally would bring it up and he was like, no, like you're not that. And I was like, no, but like if this relationship ends, who am I to you? I'm just another girl you dated. See, like this is a problem. And obviously like some other people might not care, but I think I did. I very much thought about it a lot. And especially I think when the exes like came into play, it was just like, no, seriously, like when this relationship ends, like I'm quite literally another girl to you. And now that the relationship has been over for a really long time, I can say like I still truly believe that I'm in his eyes, I'm just another girl he dated. I don't think I have any significance to him, which is still also insane because like given the way that he viewed the relationship when he was in it, or like when we were in it, the way that he would talk about marriage and just throw that around so easily and always be like, no, I'm gonna marry you, like I don't know how I go from that to like just being another girl. But it really wouldn't surprise me if that's like, I still stand by the fact that I don't think he even like thinks about me. Like like, I think I've like somehow been erased from his brain, but obviously how do I know, right? Like these are just speculations, but there's just like, I don't know, with all this time that has passed, I still kind of stand by the fact that I mean nothing to him. And I hate that because like I have to forever live with the fact that he was my first love and he was like such a significant character in my life at one point. And he gets to live with the fact that like, I don't exist. I don't mean anything, but I don't know. It's still also, I'm like, how do you really go from like being so certain about someone to like, especially because I was the one who broke up with him. Like, it's not like a situation where like he like fell out of love or like he broke up with me. Like I was the one who ended it. Like that's got to have some sort of effect on you just in general, right? Anyways, so he had 3 relationships before me. The first one was completely non-significant because it was like, I didn't really even ever like learn too many of the details. I just know how it ended. And I know that it was like when he was like 15 years old and it was kind of like, point is, first relationship was insignificant. The second relationship was seemingly the most significant relationship, but then I'll tell you about the third one. And somehow that became even more significant in the aspect of our relationship. So the second relationship was one that was, I guess, considered like a long-term relationship. And it was probably like a year and a half. So like similar length to us, but obviously like we didn't know how long we were going to end up together when we were dating. But I feel like it probably had like a similar strength in like how the relationship was. And I think also that was probably his first love. I'm saying probably only because he kind of like switched it up halfway through where he was like, you know, now I'm not sure anymore. And I was like, oh, okay, whatever that means. Was she your first love or not? Like, I think it's just one or the other. I don't think you get to like switch up on what it is at some point. But I guess maybe our relationship made him realize certain things on love. And then he kind of wasn't sure anymore. Like he was probably going through his own like psychological deduction on like what was that relationship and what was our relationship. But anyways, I'm just going to call her the first love. And unfortunately, that relationship, as it was explained to me, was a very toxic one. And I think the reason why it lasted so long was not because it was a good relationship. It was because he just didn't really feel like he had an out. Like, I think eventually he felt trapped in it and he just kind of like gave up on trying to find an out. And I came with a lot of emotional baggage when I got into that relationship because even though I'd never been in a relationship, I had a lot of things happen with guys that were not very pleasant. And that relationship had to like, a big role of that relationship was just healing me and realizing like, oh no, not all is bad. And I always very much like saw it as that. But I think the thing that was talked about a little less so was the fact that it was also, our relationship was somewhat healing for him. At least I think it was, because I know that we like through the relationship, like he was actively working through things that he had experienced and like kind of regaining like a perspective on it. And I would see kind of like the light bulb go off in certain moments where he was like, oh, like this is how it's supposed to be, not that. I'm not saying our relationship was like all perfect, but I think there were definitely certain things where it probably hit him like, oh, this is how I deserve to be loved, or this is how it feels to be like properly loved. This is what it feels like to be in like a decently healthy relationship. So anyways, that was that relationship. And that one was when he was in high school from his junior to senior year, basically the end of his senior year. So by the time we were dating, it had been over a year since he'd been out of that relationship. And then there was another relationship that happened before me, before I existed. Here's the thing, okay? At the time, I put a lot of emphasis on this relationship, but looking back, I don't even think it really should have ever been labeled a relationship, respectfully, because given the details that I was given, I can tell you exactly what that was. It could have been labeled a situationship. It could have been labeled just like dating someone, getting to know someone, but I don't think it was like actually a relationship, but for some reason it was considered that. He had this like 1 month long relationship with this girl, and this was 6 months-ish, like ended 6 months-ish before we started dating. And the weird thing about this whole situation was I actually knew him during the time that he was in this relationship, because we matched on Bumble at the end of June. He gets into this relationship, I think it was like middle of July. Why do I know all these details? I just do. Anyways, middle of July, the relationship ends end of August. And it was so weird because I did not realize, we had this like little like talking period, probably up until like shortly before he got into said relationship. And I didn't even realize that he was like in a relationship until one day we were still snapping back and forth, I think, or something like that. Like not talking, but like just streaks, literally streaks. And mind you, like I was like talking to like 30 guys. This man was not on my radar. Okay. He did not have any significance to me because I had stopped talking to him and I was just like, oh, whatever. Like there's so many of them. Like, and I also had guys that I was like actually genuinely actively talking to like on a daily basis. So I knew who they were. I didn't really know who he was. Like he was just like some guy I'd met off of a dating app. But anyways, I still remember like at the end of August, he like sends this snap and there's a girl in it. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this man in a relationship? And so obviously the moment I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, well he's out. Like I'm not snapping him anymore. So I just like stopped snapping him. But then he came back like a little while later and I was like, okay, interesting. Like what in the world? But I think based off the timeline of events, like they broke up like just a couple of days after I received that snap. So like, I don't know. No clue. I could not tell you. And I literally remember being like, what in the world? What was that? Anyways, okay. So it's this like 1 month long, personally, I wouldn't even call it a situationship because see, the thing is like, I'd never been in such a scenario until after I got out of that relationship. But then after I got out of my relationship and I experienced this for the first time, I was like, oh, I know what he was talking about now. Yeah. See, I would have never called that a relationship. And that's what I mean by like quality over quantity. Like I continuously asked him because it just totally baffled me. I was like, why did you get into a relationship with this girl? And he was like, I don't know. Because in the way that he described it, he was like, yeah, like she was like a friend of a friend or something like that. Or like my friends knew her and then like I met her. And then for some reason, they just kind of decided to start dating. But he was like, I just like wasn't interested in her that way. And I was like, okay, so then literally what is that? Why would you get yourself into that? I don't like what? And then it was weird because like he moved away from where they met. Like his family literally physically relocated shortly after this relationship occurred or started. So then they were like long distance for the rest of the period of time. So I think they probably only hung out like a couple of times in person. And then her birthday was like at the end of August. And so he like went to visit her at college for her birthday, spent a couple of days. And then after that, the relationship ended. So I was like, that to me sounds awfully familiar, but I never called that a relationship. Like that was literally like my dating period. And it's like to the point, because obviously I was like, okay, well, I feel like for a relationship, like you at least need to know some like crucial details about, I know people do all sorts of things, but I just personally think after the age of 16, I just believe that you should not be considering anything that lasted less than a couple of months to be a relationship, especially if you didn't know each other beforehand. There has to be some courting period. There has to be some getting to know each other. That's not being in a relationship. And like, I've had courting periods where we were like mutually exclusive in a sense, like we were not seeing other people, but I still wouldn't consider that a relationship. You can be mutually exclusive, but also not in a relationship. Anyways, I feel passionately about this because I think I like really read into it so incorrectly when I was in that relationship and I put so much emphasis on something that really wasn't there. But the thing that really blew my mind, and I think that's when I like it hit me like, oh, that couldn't have been like an actual relationship, was when I realized he didn't even know what her religion was. And her religion is like this like massive part of her. Like I know what her religion is. She's like very devoted to her religion, posts a ton about it, all that. He did not know what her religion was. I was like, how did you find yourself in a relationship with someone and not know what their religion was when that is like one of the biggest things to them? I'm blinking my eyes. Please explain. You're probably like, why are you so passionate about this? Well, that's because now we need to get into the story. Okay, so we start dating in the middle of January. And I don't know, we probably had some conversations in like the talking stage about like experience with relationships, like what is it, blah, blah. And he probably like mentioned it, but it didn't really like matter to me because we weren't dating at the time. But then obviously when we started dating, I started to inquire a little more about, okay, so you've dated some girls, like what's the situation? And at the time, he was actually still in contact with the first love ex, the one that's actually supposed to be significant. And I didn't really understand why Not because I was like, well, now you're in a relationship with me. Like, why would you be in contact with her? But rather because the story that he like painted about how their relationship went was so concerning that I was like, why would you agree to be friends with her after all of that? And he like even couldn't explain himself why he was doing that. And I was like, okay, see, this is so I was his saving grace. No, not really. But I did kind of like, I think, mention that I just like thought that was a little strange. And he was like, I'll stop talking to her. And I was like, well, I'm not gonna like tell you what to do. But you know, if you need like an out, this is probably a good time to do that, right? Because clearly you're a little confused as to why you have this like ongoing friendship with someone who treated you so horribly. And see, it's so funny because I wish I had asked more questions at the beginning of the relationship, because it wasn't until like later on in the relationship that I started to hone into the intricacies of these experiences, or not experiences, but like situations at hand. And I was like, wait, the more that I think about it, the odder it gets. This is making less and less sense with time. That part, I was just like, I still don't. I think later on, like months later, I was like, wait, can we just come back to that situation at the beginning? Like, what was that? And why was that happening? Also, apparently this ex like totally knew about me. So it was like one of those friendships where I guess it was like really just friends, because they had talked about me and like before we started dating. And I think he had been like, I like a girl, like, what should I do? I think even like got some advice from her. I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with that. I just like didn't really understand why he would agree to a friendship with someone who had so massively screwed him over. But anyways, especially because he couldn't give an explanation himself. Like if he had sat there and he'd been like, honestly, the reason why I did it was because of like X, Y, and Z, I would have been like, oh, okay, cool, sure. But because he was like, he didn't have an answer, I was like, okay, there doesn't seem to be much logic behind this, but whatever, ignore, like move forward. So there was that. And then this was like less than a weekend, I think he like, oh, I know what happened. I think she was like sending him TikToks, and because I saw the texts later on, sending him TikToks. And at some point she was like, dude, like, why are you ghosting me? And then he like responded and he was like, hey, like, I want to focus on this relationship I have with Sophia. Like, I think this actually is going to go somewhere. And she was like, okay, cool. And that was it. And I was like, okay, solid. Anyways, this was the only ex he was like seemingly in contact with at the beginning of the relationship. Now, fast forward about a month into our relationship. Oh, wait, no. I lied. Fast forward a couple of weeks into our relationship, pretty early on, less than a month in, he hard launches me on his story. Yay, like, guys, I'm in a relationship, which I think guys do things very differently. And yet I think it's really hilarious how he navigated the whole situation with like different things, including the hard launch thing, because at the point that he hard launched us, we had not been dating for more than 2 weeks. When I look back at that time of my life, we were essentially strangers. And that's why I say it doesn't make sense that he could be in a whole relationship with someone he had just met, because we had like a 3-month talking stage in the least, but we were like really strangers. Like, we knew each other, but we did not know each other. Anyways, he hard launches me 2 weeks in, posts me on story. Like, it's a full thing. The picture was atrocious. No one should have ever allowed that picture to exist. Anyways, picture gets posted. I get tagged. And automatically, the exes trickle over. The only two significant ones. Okay. Cool. I don't even know when I realized that they had viewed my story, but see, I also, the weird thing is like before I'd gotten to that relationship, I wasn't exactly one to like scroll through my story views. But because of all of this, now to this day, I still go through like my story views and always scroll to the bottom to see who doesn't follow me watched my story because of this, like literally because of this. This is the only reason why I still do this. But anyways, I didn't post him. I was like, I was dead set on the fact that it was going to take 6 months to hard launch him. Like, I had a very vivid plan. I was like, you are not showing up on my Instagram story anytime soon, but okay, thank you for posting me, I guess. So anyways, they come to my story, probably like digging for something. There's nothing to dig, so I guess they probably just dug through my Instagram and got to know me, familiarize themselves with me, who's the new girl, he or she is. So there's that. Also, need to know, he was still following his exes on social media, which, how do I feel about that? I don't think that's like really a necessary thing to do. See, like, this poor thing just was so confused. Like, I was like, why were you still in contact with your ex? Why did you still follow your exes on social media when you didn't have nothing ever aligned? Like, whenever he would like review the story, and like, I know you probably are sitting here and you're like, would you trust a guy or a girl? But like, I obviously was like taking things like lightly, but I was still listening to his side of the story and being like, okay, does this seem to add up? Like, what's the situation here, right? Maybe not everything's believable that he said, but I feel like honestly, like most of what he said made sense in my mind. Maybe I'm gullible. but like it still kind of made sense, right? But anyways, what I'm getting to at here was I was like, after this kind of story, like, why do you still follow them? Like, maybe follow the one that you're friends with, but why would you follow the other one? The thing about him was, if I had never unfollowed him off of Instagram, we would still be following each other. He would not have unfollowed me. Like, he would never have taken the initiative to unfollow like an ex-girlfriend or an ex-situationship. Like, he just, that was not the type of person that he was. And I was like, okay, I mean, not really, like, I would never consider doing this, but okay, fine. So still follows them. Obviously, they're like, they see the story. And then fast forward a couple of weeks later, it's Valentine's Day. We just hit a month and he posts me, obviously. And I succumb to the Valentine's Day posts and decide, okay, well, here I go. I hard launched the relationship, which was totally against my plan. Like I said, I had this literal 6 month plan of like the hard launching or soft launching into hard launching the whole thing. And that all went out the window on Valentine's Day because I saw everyone posting and I was like, oh my gosh, like I need to post, which I really did not need to post, but I didn't know better at the time. So I post. Lo and behold, I literally remember I was like laying in bed and I think he like went to shower or something like that. And when he came back out, I was like, guess who viewed my story? And of course it was both exes, but not only did both exes view the story, the 1 month ex had seemingly decided to send the story or my profile, something like that, to one of her friends. And then her friend viewed my story. And you're like, Sophie, how do you know this? I saw some random girl in my story views that I had never seen before. I clicked on the profile. Oh, they go to the same school. Automatically, I just knew. I was like, there's no other explanation behind it. And I was right. Because later on, they would like post together. And I was like, see, I had a feeling. I was a little confused about like the sending it to a friend. Can't lie. I was like, that's a little bold. That is actually quite bold. Like, why don't you just like screenshot it and send it? Like, why did you have to send her to my account to view my story? What is this? Like, what's the point of that? And sometimes I wonder whether she like actually didn't do all of this on accident and like purposefully did it to get under my skin. Because like, to be fair, did she? Yeah. I mean, she was like somewhat successful at it. But I also just, it was like just a laughing matter at that point because I was like, this girl seems a little silly to be doing all this stuff and to be like going that hard for a relationship that lasted a month where he didn't even know what your religion was. Respectfully, what in the world? Anyways, so we have this and I'm like, oh, okay, cute. And so from there on out, we start this process of pretty much every time I would post on my story, this ex would view it. The other one like fell off, but she must have been viewing my account on a nearly daily basis at that point to be like viewing all of these stories, right? Because it's like whenever I posted, like she was there without a fail. So this was like in February. Fast forward to the end of March, it's his birthday. And we like meet up at his family home and all that. And at this point, I had, am I proud of myself for what I did? No, not necessarily. But like, also, I think if they had never really intervened, if they had never really existed in the context of our relationship, it probably would have not been a big deal to me. But because they just like kept popping up, I obviously like started to ask more and more questions. And also given that it was my first relationship and I didn't really understand the concept of like how relationship works, I gave way too much credit to these past relationship, right? Like I was like giving them way too much credit. I was like, there's no way you're not like still in love with them. Oh, also, can I tell you another crazy thing about this 1 month relationship that he had? Apparently she told him that she loves him on the first date. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I thought we said it quickly. That's insane. And he was like, yeah, I didn't know what to say, so I said it back. And I was like, you are not real. Like, you are not real. Do you think for yourself? Do you think for yourself, please? Anyways, I was like, that was like a whirlwind of a romance, whatever that was. I was like, maybe we should bring you guys back together. Actually, I genuinely said that later on because you'll see where this goes. Okay, so fast forward to March. I cannot explain exactly what was going on, but I must have deep dived a little too hard at some point. And then I was like, you know, it's a little uncomfortable when you're like in a relationship and you're trying to enjoy the relationship and people from their past relationship, not your past relationships, their past relationships keep kind of showing up. It's like, why do you care about what I'm doing? Like, if you want to know what he's doing, like keep viewing his stories, but like, why bother me? I'm just another girl, essentially. Okay. Like I'm just you, except the next version of you. We all in a way fall under the same bracket at the end of the day. Like we are all just once upon a time, his girlfriend. Does that make sense? I don't know. So I was like, why come for me? I don't know. I thought it was a little weird that they just like were constantly just there. And once they were there, I couldn't ignore that they were there. year, and, you know, not super proud of like the way I handled it, because at this point I would just be like, ugh, whatever, it doesn't matter. But like, it did matter to me. Like, I did care about it, and I did think about it, and it did like mess with my head a little bit. And I don't remember, gosh, what was it? Hold on, I can think of this. I think it was like, I was really uncomfortable with it on his birthday. And for what reason, I cannot exactly remember. Like, there must have been a buildup that led me to just like kind of losing it a little, where I was like, I just can't do this anymore. Like, this is just a little too much for me. And he was like, I'll block them. And I was like, well, again, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Like, either you do it under your own volition, or like, don't do it at all. But like, I'm not going to try and control you. Like, I don't want to be the girl who keeps telling you what to do. But like, I also am a little uncomfortable, and I'm a little confused as to why you just like didn't take action beforehand. Like, why was it so important that they like still follow you and you still like follow them? I don't know, but whatever. Clearly you weren't going to do anything on your own. And so, no, wait, actually, maybe it wasn't this day. Maybe it was the following day. So the following day, something happens with his family that like really sends me over the edge. And this is a story that you guys get to hear some other time. But this like really throws me over the edge. I was already feeling uncomfortable, and just like, it just felt like a lot before. And then this thing happens, and like, I lost it. Like, I fully lost it. And I was like, yeah, no, like, I'm done. And I think this is the point. Okay. I think this was the point where he was like, I'm blocking them. Like, I don't think he was like, I'll do it because you said so. I think he was like, okay, this is it. Like, this is the breaking point for, I guess, both of us. And again, I was like, well, don't do it just because of me. Like, do it because you want to. And he was like, no, like, I don't care to have them in my life. And I was like, okay, if you insist. I don't want it to be like, oh, you were the one who told me so. Like, no, like, you're doing this for yourself. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. So this was a Saturday. I think it happened probably somewhere between like Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. And then the following day, we fly back to LA. And I think not even 24 hours later, it goes something like this. We fly back to LA. When we got off the plane and we got to like station situation where you can order Uber, Lyft, the whole thing, we go our separate ways. And I think we weren't actually supposed to see each other until like at least the next day. Like, we would do this thing at the beginning of the relationship where we'd be like, oh, like, I'll see you in a couple of days. And then we'd see each other like the next day. Like, we could not go. We were like inseparable. Okay. We could not go too much time without each other, codependent much. But anyways, point is, I go back to my dorm, he goes back to his apartment, whatever. Then at some point, while I'm, you know, back at my dorm and he's at his apartment or whatever it is, like, we're in our separate little corners of LA, we decide, oh wait, no, we want to see each other later on. He's like, I'll come pick you up. He comes to pick me up in the evening, and I open the door and I'm like, oh my gosh, hey. And the vibe is like automatically off, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what happened? And this man is like shaking, like hyperventilating, and I'm just like, okay, dude, what in the world? It's like, what just happened? And he pulls out his phone and he shows me this text, and I read through it, and I thought this text was the funniest thing I had ever seen. I was like, this is absolutely hilarious. He did not think so. He was going through it. Okay. I think he was like genuinely scared. And essentially it was this like closure text that this 1 month ex had sent him over 2 months into our relationship. There were 6 months between the time they stopped dating and we started dating. You had 6 months to get closure over your 1 month barely relationship. But no, instead you waited until he'd gotten into another relationship and was way further down the line of that relationship than you guys ever got to try and gain closure. I don't know what went through her head. For the longest time, I was like, she seems really intelligent. She goes to a great school. She seems to be doing a lot. She seems to have a lot going for her. But when this text came in, I lost all respect for her, because I was like, are you okay? This is not a normal thing someone does. I'm sorry. What? Literally what? And I don't know what she like expected from it. I don't know if she thought, oh, this is her way of getting him back. I don't know if she thought he was going to break up with me or something. It just didn't make any sense. I was like, logically, none of this was going to work out in your favor. I don't know why you thought you were going to gain something out of it, but okay. Basically, in the text, it's like a paragraph long of a text, which I'm like, oh Jesus, like, why am I reading this whole paragraph? But anyways, she's like, hi, I saw that you blocked me. Why in the world are you keeping tracks on if he's still following you or not? It's been less than 24 hours. I was like, okay, this is a little insane. Like, she's clearly keeping tabs on us on a daily basis, which is concerning. And then she was like, I'm just like trying to gain closure. And then it was like something along the lines of like, I can't believe you had to beg for love from strangers or from a stranger, something like that. And then There was something about being broken. Gosh, I can't remember what the text was, but it was like just insane. It sounded as if like they had dated for this really long period of time. And then he like went off right after the relationship to start dating another girl. And like this whole thing made it seem as if it was like this very absurd situation. And all I could think in my mind was, girl, I've been dating him for twice as long as you guys dated. What do you mean begging for love from strangers? You guys didn't even love each other. I mean, maybe you loved him, but I don't think he loved you from the way that he put it. This doesn't make any sense. None of this makes sense. Like, what do you... She was like, I feel sorry for you, like, blah, blah. And I was like, why? Because he found someone that he actually, like, likes? I'm confused. It was just such an absurd text to send. And, like, no one in their right mind would ever do something like that. And I just couldn't understand, like, first off, I was like, I feel bad for you because you need better friends. Because if any of your friends saw that and allowed you to send that, they were not looking out for you. Okay. They were not looking out for you, respectfully. Second off, what is with this absolute obsession over this man? Like, I'm confused. What is it? Like, why are you so obsessed with him? And third off, nothing here makes sense, right? Like, nothing makes sense. And also, I was like, by the way, you were the one who broke up with him. So, like, I don't want to say you did it to yourself, but you did it to yourself. Like, if you were really so determined to be with him, then I think you should have just stayed with him. Not that I'm saying that was a good idea, because clearly in the situation it wouldn't have been, but like, I don't know what you thought you were gaining from like sending this closure text. So obviously he's an emotional wreck. I think it's the funniest thing ever. I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell all of my friends about this, because, well, this is a new one. Didn't ever think this was gonna happen. I calm him down. We go back to his apartment. I was like, this girl just seems insane, respectfully. Like, nothing's gonna happen to you. Like, you are fine. She might not be, though. But also, it's so funny because obviously then, like, after I think we stopped dating, I was like, can you please explain what kind of chokehold you have on all of us? Because like, it's not like you have like some superpower or something like that, where it's like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, he's like this most amazing guy ever, like, but I've joined the club, but at least I don't think I'm sending. I've done some insane things too, but like, I would never intervene in his next relationship in that sense. Well, I say that, but there's this one thing that, but also that he's literally done that to himself. So anyways, this happens. He never responds. That's like the end of that. But the thing is, like, she continues to view all of my stories, even though now she's blocked and like she can't like view his stuff. She's still viewing everything I post. A little odd. Like, okay, you're still really keeping tabs on this. And she did this for the rest of our relationship, which lasted a year and a half, nearly, and continued to do it up until actually quite recently. And I wouldn't put it past her that this is like not done and over with, because she like sometimes would take breaks. Like, she was very consistent up until July. Then in July, she took a little break. And then I was like, oh, okay, maybe she's like done. Maybe she's like moved on with life, as she probably should, because now it's been like a year. But then she came back and I was like, oh, interesting. Okay. The other one was never to be found after that. Like, she was out. She like knew. Like, she knew her place. But this one just like kept coming back. And it was like, again, throughout. Sometimes a little less so, but like still every time I kind of thought like, oh, okay, I think she's done now, like she would come back. And I'd be like, oh, and I lied. And then we broke up. And then she still was viewing my story periodically. And the last time she viewed my story was when I was in Tokyo, that I know of. So it's been, what, only like 2 months since? 3 months? Yeah. And I know actually why she viewed my story when she did the last time. Like, it's funny, I sent it to one of my friends who's like been here through this whole journey with me. And she was like, oh my gosh, again? And I was like, no, I know exactly why she did this. It was like perfectly timed too. But yeah, I don't know. I simply like could never understand that kind of behavior. Oh, and then comes what happened after the relationship ended. Okay. So throughout this relationship, maybe this was like wrong for me, but I was just so curious. Like, I so badly wanted to get into her brain and just be like, what is going on up there? Because you confuse me. Like, I wanted to psychoanalyze this girlie, because I was like, this is just like a psychological mystery. Like, I have never seen anything quite like this. I've seen a lot of things, but I haven't seen this one. And so obviously while I was in the relationship, he was like, no, don't talk to her. Also, who knows if she has any lineage behind the account that harassed me on TikTok when I first started my TikTok account, but that's a situation for another time. And also, no clue. Absolutely no clue. Anyways, I obviously was like, this girl is like a psychological mystery. Like, I want to pick her brain. Obviously, while I was in the relationship, he was like, no, you can't talk to her. You can't talk to her. Like, don't ever contact her. But then once I got out of the relationship, I was like, well, free reign now. Like, we're no longer dating. And so I actually had it sort of in the back of my mind. And then there was this one night where I was in Nashville last summer and I was drunk and I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. And I kind of planned ahead. Like, when I was sober, I was like, you know what? I think I'm just going to go for it. And so I proceed to follow her on Instagram. Mind you, she's still viewing my stories. Okay. So like, I'm not like a mystery to her. She knows she is my biggest fan at this point, right? She's been my biggest fan. She's also been my most loyal fan too. Like, for the amount of time that I've been getting like airtime from her. Like, anyways, I follow her. I DM her and I'm like, hey, like, I would love to hear your side of the story, because I just wanted to, like, I just thought it would be fun to finally put two and two together and just like see where it took me, take both sides, rationalize it, see what made sense, see what didn't make sense, right? So I DM her. This girl does not answer my DM, does not follow me back, but continues to view my stories. And I was like, oh, that's a little odd. So I unfollow her. I was like, all right, well, that was not that. I was like, that just doesn't make sense though. Like, what are you doing? Are you on some like weird autopilot where you're not recognizing like who's following you and who's like DMing you? Like, I'm confused, right? I was like, there's no way you didn't see that follow come through. Anyways, so that's like out. Then fast forward many, many, many months later, actually, this was like the most timed, ironic thing ever that it completely blew my mind that this even happened. So when I broke no contact, my ex came to LA and he was in LA for a weekend. And in that time, I saw him 3 times. And the first time I saw him was like really late at night. Like, he slept over. Eek. Okay, so he slept over, which was like not really ever the plan. Like, the whole plan for the weekend was we'd probably just meet once and we'd have like a little like catch up conversation like over lunch. Like, I had this very specific image. I was like, we have a catch up conversation over lunch and like we like share our grievances and then we go from there, you know, figure it out. There was no plan to like have him come sleep over, but he did. He did come sleep over. And the next morning we wake up and I get on Instagram and like everything is so sketchy and weird. And like everything that happened the night before was also like very strange and I was like still recovering from it. And like, I was like, what just happened? Like, I open up Instagram. I'm like, oh, someone followed me. I go to see who followed me. Just guess. She had followed me. And I was like, oh, strange. And my dumbass, I still don't know why I did this. Afterwards, I was like, I should have at least checked if she was like actually following me or if this was just like a mistake. I follow her back. Yeah, I know. And then a couple of hours later, I go back and I was like, is this real life? Like, did this actually happen? So I see if she's following me and she's not following me. So I unfollow her. And I was like, oh, like, she got me again. Congrats, girl. You got me. And by the way, he's in my bed with me. So I don't know. I still don't know. Just like with the timing of that, I just had this moment where I was like, what if they were in contact the entire time? Like, what if there was like some secret underground communication going on between them and like it was to get under my skin or something like that? I don't know. I just like, I could never understand what was going on because I was like, what in the world? And that was just so weirdly timed. Like, it was like the one weekend that he was in LA and he was literally like next to me. I was like, excuse me. Anyways, after that, I never saw him again. Her interest in me dwindled, I think, when she realized he's not coming back to my stories anytime soon. And yeah, kind of left it at that. And that was kind of it, honestly. I always wonder if she's like seen my TikTok account. Oh, the other thing is she would also stalk my TikTok account. Not the one that you guys know about, but I had like a main account before that one. And it was public throughout. And like, she would literally show up in like profile views. And then at some point she turned off her profile views, I think when she realized that profile views were on. And so obviously she disappeared from my profile views, but like, I just knew she was still watching. So I would like make special content for her. I'd be like, hey buddy, get in here. Let's do a little couples TikTok. Let's give the fans what they want. So yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that was a whirlwind of a story. So that was like one really big, like, I don't really tell that story anymore. The family one I tell a lot. Like, whenever people ask, oh, have you been in a relationship? Or like, you know, I mention a past relationship and they're like, oh, like, what happened? Then obviously I tell the story because the story is so significant to the breakup that you have to go through the entire story before you can explain the breakup, because there's just no way to like abridge it. And it was so funny because the last time I told someone, which was right before I left LA, I like told one of my friends. friends who I guess had just never heard it before. And I was like, sorry, like this is going to be really long. It's going to be really windy. Like it's, I've never been able to find a way to shorten it. And she was like, oh, okay. And when it ended, she was like, yeah, you're right. Like you had to tell the whole story for it to make sense because there was no way to shorten that. And I was like, yeah, see, like if I could have shortened it, I would, because you know how many times I've told the story. Like I have sat at so many meals and not eaten because I was like going through the entire story, and it takes like an hour to get through the entire story. Like it's a lot. And maybe I could do like less psychoanalyzing, but I feel like the psychoanalyzing is like necessary to really like get the person to understand like what was going on, because there's so many like little itty bitty details that like play into it. So anyways, yeah, that was the story with that one. I have no comments on that. I think I gave you all the comments that I had as we were going through the story. Okay, now we can move on to something I discovered quite recently that got me really interested. I know you guys are gonna be like, why were you stalking him? Great question. The best way I can explain it was I was in an Uber for 30 minutes and I was bored and I was on Venmoing my friends. And then for some reason, there was this like feeling that came over me and I was like, you know who else is on Venmo? And so I decided to check his Venmo, not thinking I was gonna find anything. And I was scrolling and I was like, oh, this is boring. And then I scrolled a little further down and I found something and I was like, wait a minute, what is this? So I'll explain and then I'll tell you where my thoughts are on this now. Basically, shortly after my ex and I broke up, I started dating again. And out of spite, he decided he would do the same thing. And he met this girl. Actually, it's so funny because I hadn't even remembered where he met her until I told my friend Christine about my findings. And she was like, oh yeah, the girl that he met at a bar. And I was like, how do you remember that? And I don't. Like that was my boyfriend or ex-boyfriend. Anyways, so he meets this girl. This is like a month into us, like no longer dating. He meets this girl and they start to get close and essentially like start dating, I guess. I can't remember what the situation was. But it was like very clear that like his initial motive behind the whole thing was just spite me, because I think what happened was we had done this weird little like no contact period. We weren't talking. And then he came back and he was like, oh, and by the way, I met someone, and then sent me a paragraph of information about her when I didn't ask. And I was like, okay, like why are you sharing her entire life story with me? I'm a little confused. And that was when it was clear like he was just trying to like get back at me by doing that. But I was like, okay, like so happy for you, dude. I was like breaking inside. This was like the first heartbreak that I felt. This is the first time where it really started to hit hard. And I remember I was like literally, I was doing my internship and I was like in person when this all was going down. And it was so funny because when I came back for my second like round of being in person for my internship, multiple people in my department mentioned it. They were like, yeah, like you were so heartbroken over this boy. And I was like, how did everyone know that? I don't remember telling everyone that. So I guess it was like very obvious that I was going through it emotionally when this all went down. But anyways, so, oh, and it's so funny because you sent me this paragraph of information and I did a little quick search onto his Instagram followers because it was like, okay, let's see her. Like you're going to share all this information. I also want like a picture for reference. And so I find her and I was like, oh, okay. And so I like literally was like, oh, it's like this and this. Like I said, like her first and last name. And he was like, how do you know that? And I was like, well, you gave me all of these defining details. You think I wasn't going to find her? That's the only person you follow that like meets all of these like facts and figures that you gave me, you know? Like you gave such defining details that like how would I not be able to find her? Anyways, so they have this little thing. What the little thing was, I'm not completely sure. Like I can't remember how long it went for and what the ending was. I just remember this one thing that he told me from it that just like still stays with me, that was like such a horrifying detail, and it's so not PG that I cannot really get into it here. But it really like took me aback and made me question my entire life. Anyways, so again, I don't remember how long this whole thing lasted. I don't remember what the outcome was. I think I was just under the impression that at some point it ended, not too long after they like started seeing each other. I think they both were like, this is not gonna work. And she was just like a girl from the past. And like, I don't know, that they didn't stay in contact. I don't know. Like, I just kind of thought that like she was gone, like that situation had ended. Because mind you, a month later, he literally came to Miami and stayed with my family. And I literally remember like he had changed his, I had his phone password before, but he had changed his phone password and he had his phone on do not disturb the entire time. And I was like, yeah, he's definitely hiding things. Like, I don't know what he's hiding and why he would be hiding it, because like, no duh, like we're not dating anymore. I'm not expecting you to like still be loyal to me or like committed to me. Like, but I was like, why are you being so secretive about it? And it's just like, it felt weird because I was like, you're in my home with my family. And like, I don't don't even know what's going on. And like, do I need to know? No. But I'm just like, there was something so unsettling about like looking at his phone and like it just having that do not disturb sign on the entire time. And also just knowing like you're with your ex-girlfriend and her family. What are you telling these girls? No, actually, what are you telling these girls? Actually, they might have still been in contact at that point, because I think I ended up like asking him about her. I was like, are you guys still talking? And I think he was like, we just kind of decided that it wasn't going to work out, and then like something. But I don't remember like what. I just thought like it kind of had ended and that was like it. Person of the past, right? Tell me why there was this Venmo transaction from her to him on his birthday, and it was like birthday drinks on me. And I was like, oh, interesting. Wait a minute. I didn't realize this thing continued. So obviously automatically I was like, oh, okay, well, are they together? Like, I was like, what's the other explanation for this? They must be together or something like that. And so I was trying to see if there was like any evidence of this, but I wasn't finding anything anywhere. So I was like, okay. And then I mentioned it to my sister, and my sister still follows him. And I was like, by the way, I think he like has a girlfriend now. And she was like, no, he doesn't. And I was like, no. Like, I just like deep dived. But then I thought about it and I was like, no, like my sister would actually know, because hard launch. And by the way, this like Venmo transaction was from March and I found this out in June. So it was like, by now, I feel like if they were together, there would be like some sort of like detailing of it. Like there would be some sort of evidence, right? But there was nothing. So I was like, okay, you're right. Maybe that's not it. I did a little bit more deep diving at some point because I was just like, curiosity got the best of me. Oh no, but then I created this new theory, because then I was thinking about it a little bit more and I was like, wait, the reason why she was in the place that he lives in was for an internship. And I was like, she must have just graduated too. She probably got a return offer and has decided she's going to move to like said place. And I was like, okay, wait, so maybe they haven't started dating yet. They will start dating. I was like, maybe there's like a it's coming moment, which I actually still wouldn't put past him. Like, I actually still think that this could happen. But then also I'm a little confused, because everything I was finding was like not really pointing in that direction. I was like, that seems odd. Like, I feel like if they were like in this talking phase and like they are going to start dating, like you would see at least like some evidence that like they're close like that, right? But I don't know. And also I was like, by the way, this happened in March and now it's June. And it's like, in order for that to be a possibility, like this whole situation had to like continue on between like March and June, which is like 3 months. But like, did they make it through that 3 month period? So I did a little bit more digging and there was just like absolutely nothing. Like, I was like, in the least, I feel like he would like her Instagram posts, right? But he wasn't liking her Instagram posts. And my sister was like, no, like, I'll tell you when he like has a girlfriend. I was like, oh, thanks. Maybe don't do that. I would rather not know. And I was like, okay, so maybe that's not a thing either. And so I was like, are they just friends? But that's like a little odd to like send someone on their birthday. I was like, that's strange. Never seen that before. I mean, that's sweet, but like, I don't know, that confuses me a little. So I don't know what the explanation is there. I never like came up with one, but I also am like, I wouldn't be surprised if my sister was like, oh, and he has a new girlfriend and she looks like this. And I'm like, oh, I know exactly who that is. But I was so curious. I was like, what happened in that situation? Like, I want the tea. I want to know. Cause I was like just under the impression that it had ended after some point, but clearly it didn't. What's been going on? I feel like that makes me sound insane for knowing that, but I do know it. I won't deny, I love a good stalking session. I love checking up on what people are doing. And the thing with him is like, there's really not much to stalk on him, because I don't follow him on Instagram. The only platform that he really uses is Twitter. There's nothing of interest there. Like, you're not going to find anything explaining his like relationship status on Twitter. So that doesn't really help anyone. And then that's it. I was never really going to find out anything unless like, yeah, he like fully hard launched someone. My sister was like, by the way, like your ex-boyfriend now has a girlfriend. And I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks for letting me know. But no clue. Anyways, besides that, I feel like those are my stories on exes. Will I be a crazy ex? No, I don't exactly vow to. I think given that I don't follow him on Instagram, that's already like not really something of concern. There is one thing though, and I don't know what the like path of this situation is going to be, because it's just been going, it's not like a big deal, but it's also like something that I would eventually like to just take care of for my own personal sanity and closure. It's a whole story time in itself, but let's just say there might be a need to take legal action at some point. And I've kind of avoided it, but I also have kind of thought about it. And I'm like, if I ever were to have like a lawyer on call or happen to work with a lawyer, which like, let's say my dreams do come true. I probably would like eventually like have a lawyer at my disposal. Like that's kind of like one of my goals, one of my long-term goals. I know that seems like a weird long-term goal, but like I envision this particular future and like one of the aspects of it is like having a lawyer on call just like for legal advice at any point in time. And if I were to have a lawyer on call, I probably would discuss this with them and see what they say. And if they were to be like, yeah, I think you need to do like X, Y, and Z in the situation, I probably would do it. So that's a problem for another time. We're not there yet. But I just kind of think about it and I'm like, I wouldn't want to do that. I don't know. It gets complicated there because it's like, I can't time that. And I don't know like what his dating situation is. So if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Now, if only he would just like do it under his own volition so I didn't have to do that. But he clearly has demonstrated that he like will never do it under his own volition as many things. So at that point, it's like, I don't have another option. I've realized I've like really exercised every option I had. And I eventually realized like the only way to do this is to take legal action. And it's not what I want to do, but it's like, you know. So anyways, that is the long story short on, no, not the long story short. That is just the stories that I have. So much more to come. I mean, really, there's just so many roller coaster rides that I experienced in this relationship. And I think for my, like, I need to uncover it at some point. And this is me uncovering it. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. I hope you liked this juicy episode. I'd also love to hear if like anyone else has had some similar situations or just me, or whether this like brought you onto an emotional roller coaster ride, because I definitely went through an emotional roller coaster ride experiencing this in my life. But instead of doing it in like a rapid form, it was like over a year and a half, actually more than that. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you guys in my episode next week. Love you all. Bye.